been here with me since 5 a.m. You've had your good morning already, so let it go round. Welcome to the show one more time. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and this is The Morning Crossfire. It's time for our last hour of conversation on The Morning Crossfire, because we see God Table Talk coming up shortly, okay? Now, let's talk about food scarcity and traffic in Lagos. The federal government announced quite graciously that they would not remove petrol subsidy anymore until 18 months. That'll be next year around June, thereabout. And the government, despite this postponement of subsidy removal, there's still long, exasperating queues of vehicles, jerry cans, as well as generator fuel tanks. Because now people go to queue with their tanks, all right, at various filling stations around Lagos and across Nigeria. Now, for about a month now, various parts of Lagos, mainland and island have been reporting cases of fuel scarcity, long queues, as well as traffic congestion in some parts of Lagos. Exactly 1 month today, on the 7th of February, Lagos resident called in on Daily Today with Sheriff Cordy to begin a complain about the persistent queues in Ikoyi, VI, Lekki and Ajah as they tried to buy fuel. The NNPC, a week before the four queues emerged in Lagos, assured Nigerians that NNPC had sufficient stock of PMS to meet the needs of all Nigerians. So what exactly is cutting the glitches that we see the supply of PMS? Why are we having gridlocks in many parts of Lagos state, aside the road constructions? Now, tell me about traffic in your area. Is it improved? Tell me about this fuel scarcity. Has it improved? Do you now have fuel in your area? On February 8th, a report by the Tribune revealed fuel queue resurfacing in Lagos, Oyo, and Ogun. Also, the Executive Secretary and the CEO, Major Oil Marketers Association of Nigeria, Clement Isong, was quoted as saying that the queue was, quote, caused by a little supply hiccup. You know that hiccup. Hiccup is and it goes away, right? This is more than a hiccup now. And that the NNPC is at the time is set to issue a statement. Now, according to the report, the scarcity of PMS caused by the importation of off-spec petrol, remember, has grounded activities, causing traffic gridlock as a result of long queues in major cities across Nigeria. Now, as of early February, Moman said that this fuel was caused by unexplained hiccups, right? And that it had nothing to do with the suspension of subsidy removal as being speculated by the public. Nupeng Chairman, the Nigerian Union of Petroleum and Natural Gas Workers, Comrade Tayo Aboyeji, alleged that panic buying from members of the public led to the queues. You guys are just rushing for no reason. That's why we got queues a month ago. Ipman, also president, Chinedu Okonkwo, said that members of the association were still selling the product to the public, only that their own profit has not improved. But for now, sells for about 220, 250, depending on where you're buying. Some stations still sell at 162.50 cover. Now, the group managing director, Group Public Affairs Division of the NNPC, Garba Din Muhammad, in a statement released, is quoted as saying, I quote, "The NNPC Limited wishes to assure the public that the company has a sufficient PMS stock to meet the needs of Nigerians. The public is therefore advised not to engage in panic buying of petrol and to ignore all rumors that may suggest otherwise. In line with the existing laws of the land, NNPC Limited is deeply committed to ensuring energy security for the country." Now, Lagosians want to know the operational challenges that have led to the fuel queues that we've had all over the country. Some commercial drivers spoke to a correspondent and claim that the reason for the hike in the cost of transportation is due to the current oil price. All right. Remember that off-spec petrol that we had in circulation. Remember that in the first week of February, Nigerian Midstream and Downstream Petroleum Regulatory Authority said that it found gasoline with methanol above national specification in the supply chain and removed the fuel from circulation. That was the beginning of the end for us. Because since that's mopping up, quote-unquote, because we hear that bad fuel was mopped off, they also mop off the correct floor? Because since then, it's been something else, right? So let me hear you. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01-4657-190. First of all, you tell me what it's like now buying floor. If it's better, please let us know. If things are easing up, please let us know. You can also give a tip where you're calling us from, what area. If it's easier for you to buy petrol there, please let us know so that we can have a true assessment of what's going on. If you're outside of Lagos, please call also. You can call the lines 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01-4657-190. I hope the female lines are working. You see what we say about gender equity, right? If we didn't give a line to the women, no woman has been able to call since 5 a.m. today, 3 hours into the show. Right, that's where we have a line for the women, but we apologize and we're getting it together. Asha Kat is on the line. I hope this is a woman. Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you for calling.
Okay. I want to react to the first stuff.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. The situation is a bit better this time around this Lake Yangtze.
Lake
The problem I'm having within minutes, you know, if we can ban like importation of some the items we can produce in the country within minutes, we have the crude and we have refineries that are not functioning. So why not ban the importation of the fuel and then produce in the country?
You've had your good morning already. Why not ban the importation of petrol once and for all, so we'll be forced to fix our refineries the same way we're doing for some other products like rice, right? And the government boasts of improvements in local production of rice. If we do the same for petrol, Christopher is in the lawn. Hello.
Yeah, actually, the morning once.
Good morning.
Thank you. I think there's improvement. Hello, actually.
Yeah, tell me in what area is that?
Ikoyi.
Ikoyi.
On Saturday night, between 10, 30 and 11, I fuel up 2 cars. PM. Yes. Then this morning, I drove through Kingsway Road, right? You know the NNPC filling station?
Yeah.
They are selling. The queue there is not much. You know, normally they block that road. Then Epo at Palomo Roundabout, they are selling too. It's about 6 cars I saw on the line going into the filling station. So there's improvement. Please, I want to beg them to maintain it, please. I slept at the filling station last week. It wasn't easy until Action Lady.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Continue this issue. The status quo should remain now.
Thank you.
Who needs fuel, go to NMPC or you go to Fort Oyel, Awolowo Road. And follow more roundabout. I'm sure of those two.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you so much for calling. So let us know if it's easing up in your area. I love some good news. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Abidin. I'm calling from K2.
Okay.
So in terms of improvement that people are reporting, what I've observed since the beginning of this scarcity is that over the weekend, when people that come from the outside of Lagos, like the likes of Ikorodu, Mowebra, for Songota, when they go back home during the weekend, there are less people within Lagos that want fuel. So over time, not just this weekend, but from past weekends, there has been ease trying to buy fuel between Saturday and Sunday because there are less vehicles on the road and there are less people that need fuel. So until we wash this week, today, tomorrow, and see the way the queues are going to be, that is what will actually determine whether there has been improvement in, you know, the distribution of the product or not. But until then, I think it's just the normal weekend way of buying food that people are basically reporting from the beginning of the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Yes, what's your name?
My name is Ndobis Chukwum.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah. Well, pertaining to the improvement in filling stations, I don't see any improvement in my area.
What area is that?
I live at Alakija, Odoja Road. You know Alakija?
No, I don't.
Alakija, just if you are driving from Maitu to Badagry, you see Alakija somewhere. After my, you know my two now?
I know that area, but I'm not familiar with it to know the streets and everything.
Just opposite Fest Park, anyway. Opposite Fest Park.
Okay.
Fest Park Town. So that place is not so good as I'm hearing from some other callers now. Last week, was it on Wednesday? I bought at Records 185 naira.
185?
Yes, but last night I was looking for where to buy and I saw one in my area. They just offloaded.
Okay.
I was there waiting for the offloading to be completed. And they told me that they're going to sell from that 8:30 to 9 o'clock.
So did you buy for?
I bought. They increased it to 200 naira.
Wow. Azubike is on the line. Good morning, hello.
Madam Wenimo Adewoni.
Thank you for calling.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
I'm so much excited to have your voice this morning. And that we continue having your voice to step aside today. Then coming to the square issue.
Yes.
The situation close to the local government area in Lagos State here. They have fuel. I guess they are selling a normal price of fuel. I don't know why it's because of close to the local government.
They're
making them to sell it at a normal rate price. But coming to that along, there's a situation that's close to along, that you can get there.
Yeah.
They are selling a petrol price at the rate of 240.
240?
Yes.
240?
Yes. And people have been buying it. Again, why I'm asking why people are buying it? Because the people, they are desperate to get a petrol due to the cost of the petrol. Are you getting me? That's why people, they are buying it. But what I can only say is that the transportation is too much.
Yeah.
The place that you take it to, like 200 naira, they likely take it to 400 naira.
All right. Thank you very much. Musa is on the line. 60 seconds. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Wemima. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
My name is Musa.
Yes, please go ahead.
I'm calling you from Abuja here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. What's it like in Abuja?
Fine. Let me shock you this morning, Mumuwa.
Yes, please.
You know the only president of this country that does not have refinery out of this country is only Obasanjo and Goodluck Jonathan. All the past presidents of this country have refineries outside this country. How do you want this prosperity to last? Even some of all the Senate presidents, some governors that have refineries outside the country. That's why our refineries cannot be fixed. Nigerians are hearing me. The most wicked people out there in this country are our past leaders. Only Obasanjo and Goodluck Jonathan. He's the only president that does not have refineries out of this country. That's why even when he was CF chairman, he was the first person that had a refinery. I can prove that. When he was PTS chairman,
okay.
He has the refinery out of this country. That's why we cannot fix our refinery.
All right, many thanks for calling. I'm trying to verify your claims to get all the names of those. Ngozi is on the line, my first female caller today. Hello.
Hello.
One chilled drink for you. You made it through.
Yes, I did. I'm trying.
I know, right? I'm so sorry about the female line. We're working on it again.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, talking about the fuel scarcity.
Yes, please.
For me, in my area, that's the Okota, then up to Jakonde Gate, that's Okafa Axis. The fuel scarcity, it has actually gone down in this sense because most of the filling stations, in fact, all of the filling stations in this Axis are not selling normal pump price. Since Saturday till now, I've been buying fuel at 200 naira per liter, including the NNPC franchise station. They are all selling. In fact, some of them have even changed the pump price directly from 162 to 200 naira. Why some still sold at 189 naira? So because of that, it lessens the queue because probably not everyone could afford maybe buying much and
more. Yeah.
But they are still, but they are selling it at 200 naira with Nemo. That's what I've been buying since last week.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. Florence is on the line. That's another lady, I believe. Hello.
My name is
Florence.
This is Nigeria Info.
My name is Wemimo. Welcome to the show.
Okay, this is Florence.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I just want to say something concerning the fuel situation.
Yes, please.
And I'll say that there hasn't been any improvement in our area.
Why is that?
You know, so the 400, that's from Abulegba down to, at least this morning I've taken Abulegba Charity Road, and I'm on Injury Road now.
Mm.
There's no single filling station that is selling. No single station. They're all locked,
mm.
you know. And the last Friday I got fuel for 220 per liter.
Well.
So I don't think there's any improvement. And it has been like that. At the time, I even got 250 per liter. So I think the fuel is dumped, maybe Ikoyi Lekki area. And those of us down this way, we are not getting anything. That's why it's still very difficult to get.
Thank you very much for sharing. Now, how about we play our treasure hunt game right now so that you can win yourself 5,000 Naira? Are you game? Would you like it? Okay, so go on, let's play the game. If you have the Nigeria Info mobile app, this is for you. If you don't have the app, quickly download it. Fastest finger, here's how it goes. You have to download the app, launch the app, that means open the app, and then you have to search everywhere within the app for this treasure. Once you find the treasure, you click on the picture. I'll tell you what picture to look for. You click on this picture, there's a pop-up box. You fill in your details correctly and click submit. The first person to find the treasure, click on it, fill in their correct details and submit it will be our winner for today. And here's what you're looking for. You're looking for the picture of the National Stadium Surulere. God help you if you don't know what it looks like. You're looking for the photo of the National Stadium Surulere. Once you find it anywhere in the app, click on it. It takes you to a box to fill in your details. Submit. The first person to do that will be my winner. Ibn Abbas on the line. Good morning.
Well, my mom, Adeone.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you.
Yeah, I think this is my first time talking to you.
Wow.
I've been listening to Nigeria Info for 10 years now.
Wow. I'm glad you're here today.
Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah. My name is Ibn Abbas. I'm calling you from a Jewish Shadja this morning.
Please go on.
First, I need us to give kudos to Mobil petrol station. If everybody's increasing for a pump price, Mobil will never. And the way they sell and dispense to motorists, they are well coordinated. I'm saying this because most of the time I go there, fine, there are long queues, but if you go to queue in Mobil fuel station, you don't spend 1 hour. At most, 30, 45 minutes, you get fuel. And nobody is demanding an extra fund or extra from you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'm driving on Ijuro Road. I'm going towards Fagba now. No fuel station is selling. It's not as if they don't have fuel. They like selling in the evening when, you know, people don't have choices. People want to go on their generator.
Mm.
People want to go out and use fuel for businesses.
Mm.
And they use that opportunity to capitalize on the fact that they don't get fuel. And they'll sell to us at either 200 or 250. Per liter.
Wow.
On the screen, on the machine, you see 165, 162, but what they sell is 250, 200 naira.
I hear you. Thank you very much. And I think that, like you've mentioned, a lot of people are then extorting the situation. And this extortion, so, I mean, if the NNPC just told us, you heard it in the news today, that they've released about 400 million liters of fuel again. So where is it? Where is it? I'm on Facebook now. Felix Takim. Oh, thank you very much. Olusegun John, may God help us. In fact, I'm tired of liars, misguided statement by the federal government on fuel scarcity. Moses Egbula, hello. Rufus Amotade, no fuel, no light, and I don't even know what to do about Nigeria anymore. I feel like running away. Ebi Ambo, if there was no prolonged scarcity of petrol, people would not be sharing gallons of petrol to guests at their parties as party mementos. The prolonged scarcity of the product has turned it to gold. Who should we blame for this? Amol Sadiq Ademola says that fuel is being sold for 200 per liter at K2 mile 12. That's a detail from there. Oko Nansen Bobby, please, from Abraham Adesanya Estate, Aja Lekki to Abidjo, we have more than 10 filling stations and none of the stations are selling. That's why traffic is flowing here. Nelson, thank you. Let's talk about more when I come back from this very quick break. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Stay here.
This is an infomercial.
If it hasn't, you tell me why. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. You can use the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF on Twitter. We're live on Facebook and also on YouTube. It's Nigeria Info FM. You can call from anywhere in the country. We have a treasure hunt going on. Has anybody won my 5,000 naira? Are you guys searching? Why haven't you found it? Let me see. Have you found it? Anybody? I don't know yet. You're looking for the picture of the National Stadium Surulere in the Nigeria Info app. You're off for 5,000 naira. The first person to find it and click the details, sending their details would win the money. That's so simple. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, madam.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yes. No. Thank you for your good job.
Thank you, sir.
No, the first situation in Ikorodu area is easy enough, but there are some few independent marketers that are selling above 200 naira per liter. But I'm using this opportunity to commend the independent marketers at Adamo area. They are still selling at the normal price, and you know, only that we cannot get. They do not sell on the jerry can, and we don't have light. We don't need, we need where to pump our water. So, if you can help us to use the opportunity to call on NPC DPRO to do the needful, to sanction the 2 independent stations in Maya, they are selling above 200 naira per liter.
Thank you very much. Is this going to be the new normal? Are filling stations going to be just able to determine how much they want to sell for, and it will be your choice to either buy or move on to the next? Would it be open to anyone to sell? Samuel is on the line. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Okay, concerning the fuel station, of course, let me just chip in too. For some people that are buying about 200, definitely that's how it will be, because I too will sell petroleum products at Tapapa there. And if you want to buy the ticket of PMS now, the liter from depot, ex-depot price, is around 180. 175, 180, even up to 185 per liter. So there is no way you could buy that kind of product and say you want to sell it anything less than 200, even within Lagos. And we have to add the logistics aspect of it. So anything Lagos, the Ibadan, and outside this, so you expect to buy it more than 200 liters. Even where you are buying it, normal price at this point in time, if you expect, probably maybe your 1 liter is 75 CL. That's it.
Huh?
And yes, I'm just saying, no, how do you do it? X depot price is around 180, 185.
Because I was going to ask you, I mean, you just threw me a bomb there. I was going to ask you that, so those who are selling the, I know the MRS, Mobil, some of these big, marketers are still selling for 162. So if they're selling
Okay, fine. You know what? Those people, they are major marketers.
Yes.
MoMA.
Yeah.
They are part of people that import, NFAZ give,
license.
PFI. You understand now? To bring the products, right? So, but there are still other independent marketers. So we have limited stations of this, outlets of these major marketers.
Mm.
So other independents, they still buy from those ones. And those are the people that buy around 180, 185, ex-depot price. So there is no way you should expect them to sell anything less than, 190 or 200, if on the normal 1 liter to 1 liter. So that's it. So what can only bring this thing down? It is where we have more supply of it now. So the supply now will now draw down the demand.
You've said that you work in this space. The NNPC told us that they have 400 million liters in circulation.
No. It's not. See, let me tell you something. When you say NNPC have it, that's their paperwork. Fine, it is true, right? But we're talking about it's a value chain thing.
Yeah.
Out of that 400 million liters, once it is checked out of NNPC table, so they will count it as part of what they are giving you now. I need to tell you, maybe 200 million liters of it might still be abinated. You understand? Where are the 200 million liters to might still be the one selling to us? And let me blow your mind. Out of these 200 million liters, I can bet it with you, not less than 50 to 60, if not 100 million liters of it, are being smuggled out of the country. That's a fact. So that's the problem we have here. And we have been having a problem because there have been supplicity of the product. Yeah, so that's why we don't really feel it. But I'm telling you, go to Iroko, go to Senegoda, go to Niger and all that. They are cross-bordering. Trading going on there. So they sell us as high as 500 naira. I mean 600 naira per liter out there. So everybody knows.
Thank you very much. You've opened up this conversation up another layer. We knew that, but I mean, layering this on this current conversation just throws it a bit deeper. Friday's on the line. Hello.
Yeah, hello, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, actually, we bought for it this morning. That was exactly a minute after 5, very close to Abara Badaguru. It was 200 naira per liter. The police station name, I don't know if I am allowed to mention it.
Let's spare them, except for the run free advert for them, except for the big marketers that we already know.
Before we bought at 200, there was one we went to. The attendant told us it was 120 naira. The driver said he cannot buy. He told the driver that I am not the source of the problem. The driver absolutely. Then he talked to that one that was selling for 200 naira per liter, but there was no queue everywhere was, but it was 200 naira per liter.
Thank you very much for sharing. So how have you been powering your generators? And then transport fare. If you're in the transport business, it's a good time for you to call. For those of you, like I said earlier this morning, my taxi driver, one of the days last week on my way home, offered to move my trip offline. Because according to him, he needed to make up the cost of buying for such an exorbitant price, and the app company was still going to deduct theirs, and was telling me how this is not good business for him, but at the expense of the risk of not being able to trace my trip, I declined that quote-unquote help. I will not help you and put myself at risk. So how have you been managing this situation? Nathaniel is on the line. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. You see, the people blame filling station, but the issue is not a filling station. I that is calling you, for instance, I have like 5 filling stations.
Okay.
Now, what caused this crisis in the first place was that if you look at the first week to the second week, immediately the bad fuel got, I also bought.
Okay.
But if you look at the first 2 weeks, depot price went up. Filling station were skeptical. They were expecting government to do something about it, like ensure that the depot prices get back to the ex-depot price of 152, 153. But it never happened. Some of us, after 2 weeks, that was when we're not like, look, we have to pay salaries. So we have to buy. As I'm talking to you, I still have product. I still bought 135,000 liters, 3 trucks of 45,000 on Friday for 179. So how much do you want me to sell?
179.
So you all of these things, everyone knew what is going on. Now, have you ever asked yourself, why is the DPR not sealing up all of those filling
stations?
Absolutely. It's because they understand what is happening. The only people that I've got for are the major marketers. I have 2 stations under major marketers.
So,
over 2 weeks, I've not gotten product.
When you buy at 179, how much are you selling now?
As I'm talking to you now, I'm selling at 185 in 2 of my stations that I have product.
Then maybe you can also let me understand. The NNPC filling stations that people have mentioned, why in God's name are they selling at 200?
The issue is, you just see NNPC. You don't know where the person sorts his product. And in the last week, sincerely, NNPC has focused more on sending product to Suleja, all of those places. To the north, because they need to clear the queues in Abuja and stuff like that. That is the situation. People just come to filling station. Now, the same filling station I've been selling for 165.
Yeah.
So we just wake up and just change it. People should understand that this is pure business. The government has been irresponsible. Let them do the needful. If NNPC put fuel in depot, as they said, they are the sole importer, and they insist they continue to sell to us at 152, why would we go ahead and sell at 200? People should understand we are human too. We are God-fearing people. We have families. We run businesses.
Hmm. Thank you very much, Nathaniel, for calling. Now that we're beginning to see, I mean, this conversation is apt for a Monday morning. I love it because now we hear from both sides. You've heard from two or three people who are in the business and who are telling you, guys, take it easy on us. It ain't me. It's what I buy that I will sell. Right? 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is blinking at me on the other side. Let me go there after this. Hello?
Hello, Wemimo. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Ijimu.
Okay, please go ahead.
Okay, please. I have a positive report to make about a filling station in my area here. It's okay. an NMPC filling station on just opposite Christian School on Ijimu Road. You see, since this crisis started, this station, I don't know how they're doing it. They had their moment. In fact, in the whole area, they were the first that went off without, that is, not selling. Mm. They said they didn't have a product. But just 1 week into the crisis, they've been selling. In the whole of my area is this filling station alone that has been selling up till this moment. The queue was long. It was a very long queue at first, but now it has reduced to within the canopy of the filling station, as in since this weekend.
Hmm.
Now you drive in and you buy at the normal price, 162. That is how much we've been buying. And,
wow,
you know, the situation here has really been subsided. I really want to appreciate them.
Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, I'm on WhatsApp now, 0809597585. I will try really hard to catch up with other messages here. After this, I'll go to Twitter and then to Facebook. You didn't tell me your name. You believe the president is not qualified enough to rule Nigeria. I wonder why Nigerians managed to put him on the seat without proper assessment. Okay. You're referring to something else. The queues are lessening, not because of availability, but because the pump price have increased. So people are staying away because they can't afford it. For example, you mentioned a filling station. They're selling at 220 per litre. Somewhere also in Ikotun, the display is at 162, but they're selling at 200. We can pretend all is well with a system called Nigeria. The reality is glaring to our faces. Obi from Ojo says, okay, talk has a lot to say. Oga Charles from Ago Palace, I bought a liter of PMS for 180 at NNPC at Egbe Road yesterday. The only gas stations where you don't see long queues in my neighborhood are those selling between 200 and 250, but long queues are seen where it's sold for 125 thereabout. The truth is that NNPC has reserves as claimed because we wouldn't. Is that? I'm sure you mean that they don't have the reserve as claimed. And what's the Paul from Aguda Surulere? Thank you. Agege has fall. The queues have gone, but some stations sold for 197 to 200 yesterday. Female line is not connecting. We apologize. You can call the general line. We're working to fix it. I don't know why it's going down. It's village people. The junction leading to satellites, Alakija. Okay, you're describing Alakija. I don't know I don't know the place. I know that area generally, but I'm not very familiar with it. The whole of Isolo Okota area up to Jakonde Estate, Okafa, is selling at 200 naira per litre. And this also includes NNPC franchise stations. Nelson says, please, from Abraham Adesanya Estate, Aja, Lekita, Abidjo, we have more than 10 filling stations and none of them are selling. That's why traffic is flowing freely. Now, I wish tech guys can make an app that map out fuel prices at various stations, like a e-hailing map that will show the kind of crowd in that station based on users. That's smart. Based on users that will have the app on their phone. But you know, it might not be sustainable because we hope that there will be fuel. We don't pray that this scarcity will continue. So if they make the app, how does it function going forward? Okay. I bought fuel yesterday at NNPC stations at Ayobo at the rate of 200 naira per liter. I want to ask, is four now officially 200 naira per liter? Not yet. I think we need to go and read the constitution very well. Okay. There is big improvement in Lekki access. The issue of fall and the marketers are the major problem. There is no improvement anywhere in my area. I saw Loja Konde down to Ijegu. Anywhere you see few cars, they're not selling. Normal price. Romfola, that's the name there. Wamimo, please inform. The session keeps going on and off online. Wilson from England. Okay, we apologize for that. I would have said check your network. Okay, the app is breaking up. We apologize again. You say that Aboru, Iyano Kwaja, they're selling for 200 and also still demanding 100 naira as tip. But there's no queue. There can't be queue now. Benedict, you found the picture. You don't need to tell me. Click it and send in your details. Let me even check. Do we have a winner yet for our treasure hunt? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We do have a winner. A winner for the treasure hunt. Where's the drum bell? Brrr. Our winner is Adeboyeluwa Tosi. Congratulations. You're at Okota, Lagos. Congratulations to you. Thomas Tosi Photography. That's your handle. Congratulations, Adeboyeluwa Tosi. You're my winner this morning. Someone will get in touch with you very soon. The queues are lessening, but we still buy for 205 naira in Jegunle in some four stations. When we were in my own area, as from Yano Kwaja, go through your boy Kwaja Road down to Ayetoro, Itele Axis. They're all selling for at 200 and 250. Is this a style the APC want to use and increase for pump price again? Gwenga is asking me. I wish I had an answer. Sam Noble from Mushi. Filling stations in Mushi, precisely Palm Avenue, are selling for 200 naira per liter. They will display 165. Let's go on to Twitter. Okay, it's at Nigeria Info FM. Let me read some of your comments from here. Master Storch says there is improvement on the queue and there's improvement in price as well in Songwater. Filling stations have configured their pump to 200 to 220 flat. And those who have not configured will tell you that they sell only liters and that it is 200 naira per liter. It says we buy it to, I mean, you don't have a choice now, do you? Let me see a few more comments here. All right, I think I've balanced that on WhatsApp now, so I can return to the calls. Joy Forever, filling stations around Obalende, Awolowo area, Ikoyi are selling at normal price. You can't blame the marketers, but the greed in all of us. Suffering is our logo. But some of those selling folk have called in today to explain the situation and say, oh yeah, it's totally beyond them is what they are buying that they're also selling. So give me 1 minute. Let me slide back to the other side and then take some comment from YouTube. All right, I'm here. I'm on YouTube now, Nigeria Info 99.3. Ade Baba says, Wemimo, please help us call the attention of the authority to the frequent falling down of high-tension power lines at power line bus stop. Isheri, yesterday traffic was standstill. Whoops. High-tension power lines. Oh, my goodness. That's quite alarming. Okay, let me take one or two more calls before we say our goodbyes. Hello? Sorry about that. Please call again. Hello, good morning. What's popping? Please try again. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling. Good morning.
Thank God for getting you. It's been calling for the first time.
Welcome.
Please, I want to give shout out to MRS, the one in 22 Road, and Moby, the one in 23 Road. And the former movie, one in After Bridge, Esther Claim Bridge, that is now Peridot.
Okay.
They are selling at the normal price.
Okay.
There's this MRS inside Peridot, one after Bridge, after the Esther Claim Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are selling 240, and they will still collect money. I don't know where they are getting their own food. All these people say they are buying from. Where are they getting their own food from? And they are selling at the normal price. If they have, they will say. If they don't have, they don't have.
Like, you've heard some of those who deal in the products who've called this morning. I mean, yeah, they buy the, it's like going to early morning market in Oyinbo. Say you know Oyinbo. If you go to Oyinbo in the morning by 4 and then you buy the product, eh? And then you wait for those that will come at 6 or 7 and then you sell to them. They will not sell to you, the final consumer, at the same price, right? Yeah, so that's precisely how it's been. Good morning, hello?
Yes, Wemimo, good morning.
Good morning, thank you for calling.
The man that has a 5 filling station, you have a barrel on the line.
Okay.
Wash person. Don't forget about 3 weeks ago, I told you that the problem is the pricing. Fuel is not like when you go to a Igbo marketplace. Please, I want you to know this. Because in the depot, before your tanker goes to the depot for loading, you paid first. So there is a booking. Okay? There is PMS in Nigeria. I was, in 2 weeks now, I've been in the depot and I've been in the truck plant. There is PMS. The pricing is a problem. Because the government boxed themselves into a corner that they find it difficult politically, morally, and otherwise, to tell Nigerians the truth about the price. As I speak to you now, had they raised the 2.5 trillion, they find it difficult to raise this money. So there are no guarantees. This is the reason why. The fact that some people are calling to give a shout out to one or two filling stations across the whole nation, not even the nation, in Lagos State, that is mediocre.
Because of my time, which is almost out, I mean, you are arguing that it's not the same as going to Oyinbo. Does it mean that all of these filling stations buy for at the same price?
These filling stations buy from different depots. Okay? And some of these depots are privately owned. Not all of them are owned by NNPC. NNPC only has about 38% of depots in this country. Others are owned privately.
These private-owned depots, where do they buy from?
They take this PMS from NNPC.
So we're saying the precisely the same thing. So I've just used a market example to explain. I need to go on a break and then I'll come back to wrap up. It's the same thing. If you buy from the NNPC and you resell, you can't sell at the same price as the NNPC will sell, right? I'll be right back.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
All right, everybody, thank you very much for joining the conversation today and telling me what was like in your area. For those who are also selling the products, who've told us how what they are going through and how this is affecting them, thank you all for sharing. If you listen to our news bulletins throughout the day, you get more updates about what's happening, and we do hope that things lessen up. The queues totally disappear. I need to go out now because that's the end of the morning crossfire, but I need to break some tables at 9 o'clock after the news update. We hear that it's a man's word. Today, let's break that table once and for all. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's not a man's word. That's what we're doing at 9 o'clock, right after the news headlines. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. And for the morning crossfire, I'll see you at 5 a.m. tomorrow. For table talk, stick around. Let's talk for the next 1 hour. My guest is here already. She was here also last week. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Thank you for listening. Good morning.
On the radio, online, and on demand.
This is proves and shows to us that there are more men in Nigeria than women.
Look at your
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria.